The Texas benchmark, 1,176 kilowatt-hours per month. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, reports that the average Texas household consumed approximately 1,176 kilowatt-hours per month in 2022, the most recent full year of state-level billing data available. That figure is 31% higher than the national average of 899 kilowatt-hours per month, and the gap traces almost entirely to one factor: air conditioning. Texas summers are long, hot, and humid. A central AC system running on a 90-plus degree afternoon draws 3 to 5 kilowatt-hours per hour. Run it 8 hours a day through a Texas July, and that single appliance adds 720 to 1,240 kilowatt-hours to a monthly bill before accounting for lights, appliances, or water heating. Understanding where 1,176 kilowatt-hours comes from and where a given home sits relative to that number is the correct starting point for picking a retail electricity plan that fits. How usage varies by home size. The statewide average blends everything from downtown studio apartments to five-bedroom suburban houses. Breaking that figure down by dwelling type gives a more useful benchmark. Studio and one-bedroom apartments, under 800 square feet, 400 to 700 kilowatt-hours per month. A small apartment with a window unit or mini-split, standard appliances, and one or two occupants typically lands in this range. During summer months, expect the upper end. Two-bedroom apartments or small homes, 800 to 1,200 square feet, 700 to 1,000 kilowatt-hours per month. Central air conditioning begins to dominate the bill at this size. A well-insulated newer unit sits near 700 kilowatt-hours. An older complex with single-pane windows and poor weather stripping can reach 1,100 kilowatt-hours in July. Three-bedroom homes, 1,200 to 2,000 square feet, 1,000 to 1,500 kilowatt-hours per month. This is where the statewide average is anchored. A 1,500 square feet home, built after 2000 with a 15-SEER AC unit, typically runs 1,100 to 1,300 kilowatt-hours in summer and 700 to 900 kilowatt-hours during the milder months of spring and fall. Four-bedroom homes and larger, 2,000 square feet and up, 1,500 to 2,200 kilowatt-hours per month, sometimes higher. Pool pumps, multiple AC zones, and electric water heaters all add load. Homes over 3,000 square feet with older HVAC equipment can exceed 2,500 kilowatt-hours in August. These ranges are estimates derived from EIA residential consumption data and are not guarantees for any individual property. Actual usage depends on equipment age, thermostat settings, insulation quality, and the number of occupants. Seasonal swings, the Texas curve. Texas electricity usage does not stay flat across the calendar year. EIA state-level data shows a pronounced summer spike that most other states do not experience at the same scale. A typical Texas household pattern looks like this. January through March, 700 to 900 kilowatt-hours per month. Electric heating, heat pumps or strip heat, adds load, but rarely as much as summer air conditioning. April and May, 500 to 700 kilowatt-hours. The most efficient months, mild temperatures mean minimal heating and cooling demand. June through September, 1,200 to 1,800 kilowatt-hours, peak consumption. September often remains high because temperatures stay elevated well into the month across most of the state. October and November, 700 to 900 kilowatt-hours, a second mild window before winter heating demand returns. December, 800 to 1,100 kilowatt-hours. The range depends heavily on whether the home relies on a heat pump or gas heat. The practical implication for plan shopping: if a plan advertises a rate at the 1,000 kilowatt-hours usage tier, that rate may not reflect what the plan costs during summer months when most Texas households consume 50 to 80% more than 1,000 kilowatt-hours. The Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, requires providers to disclose rates at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt-hours on the electricity facts label, EFL, for every plan. Checking all three tiers, not just the middle one, is necessary for an honest comparison. How to find your actual usage? The most accurate number is not a benchmark table. It is the usage history from the home itself. From a current bill, the usage figure, measured in kilowatt hours, appears on every Texas electricity bill. Many providers include a 12-month usage chart. That chart is the most reliable input for plan shopping because it captures the full seasonal cycle. From SmartMeterTexas.com, Texas households served by ERCOT-regulated utilities can access 15-minute interval usage data through SmartMeterTexas.com, a service maintained by the state's electric distribution utilities. After creating a free account and linking a meter number printed on the bill, a customer can download full usage history as a CSV file. This data reveals not just monthly totals, but hour-by-hour consumption, which matters for evaluating time-of-use plans. When no history is available, for a new address or a first-time shopper without historical bills, the size and vintage benchmarks above serve as a starting point. Add 15% as a summer buffer. A 1,400-square-foot apartment rented for the first time in June is more likely to run 1,100 kilowatt-hours per month than 800 kilowatt-hours. Why accurate usage matters for plan selection. Texas retail electricity plans are structured around usage assumptions. Getting that assumption wrong costs real money. Bill credits. Many plans offer a credit labeled a usage credit or bill credit that activates only when monthly consumption falls within a specific band, typically 500 to 2,000 kilowatt-hours or 1,000 to 2,000 kilowatt-hours. A household that uses 2,100 kilowatt-hours in July misses the credit entirely. A household that uses 900 kilowatt-hours during a mild month also misses it. These credits are worth $25 to $50 per month when captured, and nothing when missed. Tiered rates. Some plans charge a lower rate above a consumption threshold, meaning the effective cents per kilowatt-hour price drops as usage rises. These structures favor high-usage households, typically above 1,500 kilowatt-hours per month. A low-usage apartment renter placed on such a plan pays a higher effective rate than the advertised average would suggest. Free nights and weekends. Time-of-use plans that offer free off-peak hours are best suited to households that can shift discretionary load, laundry, dishwasher, EV charging, to those windows. A flat-rate plan typically costs less in practice. All rate structures must be disclosed on the EFL before enrollment, per PUCT rules. Reading the EFL with an accurate monthly usage estimate in hand is the single most useful step a Texas electricity shopper can take. When switching is not the right move, a household within 30 days of a contract end date has a clear reason to compare plans. A household with 8 months remaining on a contract and an early termination fee above $200 rarely saves money by switching, unless the current rate is more than 3 cents per kilowatt hour above current market rates. The PUCT's Power to Choose database, powertochoose.org, lists current market offers with rates disclosed at standard usage tiers. Comparing the existing contract rate to available offers at the same usage tier is the correct test. Switching for its own sake is not a saving strategy.